This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Leslie Pollard from the Hillsboro Chamber of Commerce. Leslie, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you, Tobin.
And we are here to talk about a big event coming up. Fast approaching December 2nd and 3rd, it's the Hillsboro Christmas Kickoff. Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, the Red Ribbon Christmas is what we're calling it this year. It's going to be held in downtown Hillsboro. We're switching things up from years past. In years past, it had always been, I think, I can't remember. Maybe you can remember if it's before Thanksgiving or after. Regardless, it was close to Thanksgiving.
It's close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so we wanted to shake things up a bit and maybe get more of a Christmas feel. Although now, you know, when you go anywhere, you get a Christmas feel in October. You have your Halloween decorations on one side and your Christmas decorations on the other. So,
Thanksgiving's not a holiday. You go from Halloween to directly into Christmas.
But anyway, so we tried to get more of a Christmas feel. Good. So we've changed it to the first weekend in December. Lots of activities. Lots. We've got fun for the whole family this year.
And let's go over some of the activities. It all starts on Friday, December 2nd. Tell us what's going on the 2nd.
Well, beginning at 2 p.m., we're going to be doing a punch card promotion. And I think, you know, this is something new or something that hasn't been done in many years. You can get a punch card. I'm still working. You know, we need to talk to Barb Adams as to where exactly you can get your punch card. But the promotion is there's some downtown businesses, and maybe not downtown businesses, but Hillsboro businesses that are participating in this punch card promotion. And I think the card says Merry Christmas. Is that 14 letters? I know Barb keeps saying it's 14 letters. Mm-hmm. So if you go into these participating businesses, they'll punch your card. And if you get the punches, then you get into a drawing for $150 worth of Chamber Bucks.
Okay. And that could be used at any
Chamber
business in Hillsboro.
Right. Right. So just to, you know, I'm not going to go over the whole list of participating businesses, but I would like to mention a few.
Okay.
Top Tier Cakes. We have a brand new business in Hillsboro opening up, and they're going to have their grand opening that Friday, and it's Tan Lines and Hair Designs. So be sure to go in there and get your card punched and see what they have to offer.
And that's located right on the square where Doug Jarman's office Yes. used to be.
Yep.
Just for those that don't know.
Yeah, right there on the corner. Mm-hmm. Books and More, Salvation Army, Hillsboro Liquor, Gianni's, T-Shirts Inc., Holcomb Construction. You know, and a couple of these businesses, you know, that you'd think, oh, I'm not going to go in there and shop. But like, for instance, like Holcomb Construction and Holcomb Financial, of course, mm-hmm. they don't have, you know, retail or things, but they are using this opportunity to have an open house. So just go in and say hi, grab some hot chocolate and some cookies. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a way to get business owners to interact with the community and get some of those community members inside their doors.
Absolutely. And one of the events here, and we'll talk about this, is the return of the Christmas tree. And there's going to be a big tree lighting ceremony on Friday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's going to take place around 6:15. I think in years past, the tree had been maybe before the stop sign that's there now, and like in the middle of the street or something. So we're still kind of struggling as to where the tree's going to go. But regardless, it's going to be somewhere on the courthouse square, whether it be on the street or on the lawn. But yeah, there's going to be a giant 15 to 20 foot tree.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to actually help. It's one of my good friends, Kurt Pierman, who's decided, you know, offering to donate the tree to this event, which is wonderful. And he said, well, won't you come with me and help pick it up, Les? And I said, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm going to put on my Carhartts and go help him cut it down and bring it into town. But the giant tree, I think they're going to decorate it. The details on that are still in the works, but probably, you know, after Thanksgiving, of course, probably the beginning of next week. But right. There's going to be a big tree at about 6:15. We're going to ask everybody to come down, and we're going to count it down and turn on the lights. And the downtown Christmas lights, you know, we ideally would like to have everything come on at once, but I think, you know, that's just kind of unrealistic. But the downtown lights will be turned on that day as well.
So. And that adds a lot to the holiday season. If you drive by downtown Hillsboro and see the lights outlining the buildings on, it's got a really neat effect.
It does. And I think a lot of people take that for granted, you know, and I think myself, I mean, I'm guilty for that because, you know, if it's not there, you would really miss it, mm-hmm. you know. And I've actually gotten a couple calls at the chamber office from surrounding communities that have said, hey, we really like those Christmas lights. And how did you even go about, you know, how did that get started and how do you do that? So I think that people...
A lot of work and a lot of donations.
A lot of work and a lot of donations. I don't think people, you know, realize the cost that it takes to keep those Christmas lights up. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to pay somebody to come and check the bulbs every year, you know, replace missing bulbs. You know, if a new business has come in or whatever, you have to sometimes put them up, take them down. And it's very, very costly.
Okay, so, and then after the tree lighting here, move things along here. The Orpheum's going to have a special holiday movie that evening as well.
No, that's on Saturday.
That's on Saturday, okay.
Yep. Well, there's so much going on. let me run through. I'll just run through the list real quick.
Okay,
go ahead. On Friday. The punch card promotion starts at 2. Between 4 and 7, the St. Paul's Lutheran Church is going to have a chili and soup supper. The lighting ceremony is going to be at 6:15. And then we're going to have kettle corn vendors, I think some fudge vendors, the Hillsborough High School Choir. I also do want to mention that Beckemeyer, the small gym at Beckemeyer, they have what they call a holiday gift shop. Mm-hmm. And Dollar General comes in and they set up, you know, some kind of like a little mini store for the kids to be able to come in and buy for their parents. And mm-hmm. that's going on that night as well between 5 and 7. So I just want to give them a little shout out too, because it's okay. a really good thing okay. for the kids. On Saturday, you know, bright and early at 6:30 in the morning, we've got breakfast with Santa at the Moose Lodge. Of course, Santa's not going to be there at 6:30. He'll be there around 8:45, but it's a something new we're adding this year. The Christmas parade is going to be at 10 a.m. You can line up behind City Hall there at the police station parking lot. Immediately following the parade at 10:30, Santa will arrive on the plaza. We've got you covered in terms of food. So you got the chili supper on Friday night. You got pork patties from 11 to 1. I think it's going to probably either be in front of or in the zone, the old escape building. We have the infamous trolley rides that we have every year. And the Hillsborough Area Hospital Junior Board is going to have some activities for kids on the square.
Okay.
Yeah. Getting to where that movie you were just talking about, the Orpheum is going to provide 2 free matinees at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And the movie is Prancer.
Good movie.
Good movie for the kids. And then the punch card promotion, you know, will be going on throughout the day. We've got kettle corn, fudge, popcorn balls, and all kinds of stuff. Also, the Red Rooster is going to have, for those that are familiar with the Red Rooster, when you walk in, you know, over to the left, right past the lobby is like a little banquet room, and they're mm-hmm. going to have some vendors set up in there, like some I don't have the list in front of me here, but I know like Cincy and Tupperware and In His Image Photography and all kinds of different kind of like home-based businesses and type okay. stuff in there. So
a lot of live activity going on there. You've mm-hmm. got it's just a neat event.
It is, and
I know it's taken quite a bit of time to get everything organized, and we've talked about this before. You kind of took away something, but you gave something back. Something back is you have the return of the tree either on the plaza or on the courthouse square. Mm-hmm. That's a plus. What's going away is the snow princess thing, but you've added a lot to it that I think kind of camouflages everything.
Yeah, we did take away the snow princess. And I think just because of kind of lack of participation, it had mm-hmm. been going on for many years, and I just don't know if it's kind of run its course, but we're just kind of you know, taking a shot here and just trying to take it away and just see what happens.
And that sometimes can be a good thing, because you can take it away, let the batteries recharge, and then you bring it back and see where it goes.
Right, right.
So it just sounds like a lot of activity on deck for the first weekend of December. Great job as usual with everything that you've done so far with the chamber. And as we come to a close, best of luck on this upcoming event.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Leslie Pollard from the Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Topa Knott.